Hi, I'm Nisha Singh, and today I'll be talking about a Windows Store app that I wrote for connecting to OData service for Team Foundation Server. I'll be briefly going through the configuration settings that you need to do for connecting to OData service, and then we'll go through the Windows Store app and look at the various features of the app when you connect to Team Foundation Server. So I'm going to quickly switch to my screen. So one of the first things that I did was downloaded the virtual machine from Brian Keller's blog. And the virtual machine has a very nice Team Foundation Server setup. So once I downloaded the virtual machine and loaded the virtual machine on my box, I can see that there is a TFS server already set up, so I can test with this TFS server. So the TFS server URL is vsalm8080tfs. So the next thing I want to do is go to the Microsoft Download Center and look for OData service for Team Foundation Server version 2. And there I will see two links. The first link is for the service itself, the OData service. So I can hit on the download link, and once I download the service, it will have the source code for the service and a very nice README document that I can go through and see how to set up the service itself. So currently I have the service loaded in my Visual Studio, and I did a very minor setting to actually have the service running on my local host. So I went to the odata.tfs.web project, and I changed the server URL to point to the on-premises TFS server that I have on my virtual machine. The second thing that I did was I changed the security mode to none, because since I don't have a valid certificate to make it run, so I just did the security mode to none so that it can run with an HTTP endpoint, and the HTTPS endpoint would require a valid certificate. So the next thing I did was I went back to the download center, and then I downloaded the app itself. The app also comes with a README document, and you can go through the README document and see and confirm that your OData service is set up well, your Team Foundation server is accessible on the machine that you're setting up your OData service. And then you can run either the Apex package for the app, or you can run the app in Visual Studio. So I'm running currently the app in Visual Studio. And when I run the app, the first screen I get is a login page. Obviously, the login page is not filled with information. I have filled this up with the TFS credentials. So the VSALM is the domain on which my TFS server, the virtual machine, is on. And the administrator, the username and the password are the same as you would use to log into your Team Foundation server on whichever machine you're logging to. The service endpoint is the OData service endpoint. So when I'm running my OData service, I will get a very nice endpoint. When I go to the address bar, I can see that it's localhost. This is my collection that I team project collection that I want to access. So I can copy paste that and paste it in my service endpoint here. And when I hit the login button, let me check if it's proper. Yes. So when I hit the login button, it will fetch the data, and this is fetch the OData feeds, and this is how my screen will look. I have some queries in this particular project. In my queries, I have some shared queries. I can go to folders and further explore the various queries I have, like Sprint backlog, and so on and so forth. So for each of the queries, I can also see the number of work items I have. I can select the work items and one item work item or multiple work item, then swipe from the right and hit the share button and send an email to my colleague that, hey, these work items have been in the backlog for a long time. So I can type my colleague's name and I can hit the send button, and I can also modify the message itself. I can say please look at it. You can see that my mail app has already some information loaded from the work items, and it has a very nice URL to the work item that points to the TFS. So I can send an email. I can also search. So if I go to the search, it says that you can search on state or work item type. So basically the search is on work item. So for example, if I search for bug, it's going to look for the keyword bug in the state or the type part of the work item. So my app is going to search for across all the projects in that particular project collection that I mentioned in the service endpoint, and I will have a list of projects that match that query. So I can see there are three work items that have the term bug listed in their state or type, and you can see only Fabricom Fiber has. Hello World is not mentioned because I don't have any work items in that particular project. So the next thing I want to show is I can also pin a particular query on my start screen. So currently it shows an option of unpin from the start, so I'll just unpin this particular query and I'll pin it again. So I can say product backlog for project important, and I can pin to start. And if I go back to my start screen and see how that particular query looks when it's pinned, this is the query I just pinned, and these are two queries I was pinning before. So in this particular query, you can see the number of work items. So I get a very good picture when I log into my machine. My start screen has the updated work items for that particular query, and every 15 minutes is going to query as long as your machine is plugged in. For charging, it's going to query the Odira service and fetch me the latest number of work items for that particular query. So let me see. So I can also change my project. For example, currently I'm in Fabricom Fiber project. I can swipe from the top and I can select some other project like Hello World or something, and go and explore Hello World then once I do that. So I can change projects. So let's now talk about the way this Windows Store app was implemented. I used a particular WinRT API called syndication client API. So if you go to Windows, if you search for Windows 8 syndication sample, there is a sample, a very nice sample we have on Windows Dev Center, and you can look through the sample of how you can retrieve feeds and how you can work through that. You can also go through my source code. It's uploaded on the download center, and you can go through and see how I made use of syndication client API to read the OData feeds. The other way of implementing a Windows Store app to grab OData feeds is you can right click on your project and you can do add service reference. And for example, say I have my localhost Fabricom Fiber collection, and if I hit go, so it's going to immediately detect that, hey, I have a service running on localhost with this endpoint and this its TFS data, and I can see, okay, it looks like this is the right one, and then I can hit OK or change the name and add a service reference. And then, like how normally you will query your service using link queries, you can retrieve OData feeds in a similar fashion using link queries. So the next thing I want to talk about is these Windows Store app, the various features in the Windows Store app. I have also written several blog posts around it, how to implement secondary tiles using background tasks, that's something to do with the live tiles that I showed you on the start screen. Then I have also written about sharing data from your Windows Store app, how to do that, how to integrate search using OData service. So we have created a little bit of content around how to go about doing creating Windows Store app for OData feeds for Team Foundation server. And if you have any question, please email us at tfsodata@microsoft.com. It's the URL is the email ID is available, and we'll also share the various links that I spoke about at the end of in the description of our video. So thank you so much.